you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot blast. Listen to the podcast, it's all up in your bomb fast. Big J kills them like OJ Simpson. A quick, if the fingerless glove don't fit, get break quick by that big dick Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Don't get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. They natural born killers, legion of skanks.
Welcome to the club.
Everybody, it's the Legion of Skanks podcast. It's our Zoom show, but it's picking up steam, everyone.
I know, right? What happened? Where people people realize that this is a throwback, old school vibe. It's just the three of us. We can make it if we try.
I've heard the show is really picking up steam, just like Jay, and we're both basing that off of texts from Lewis. We have no idea if there's steam or not. Lewis could completely tell us. He could tell us no one cares or everyone cares, and we would just go off that.
Our numbers could be falling way off. I have no idea how it reflects in any way.
I got an offer for us to do live Legion of Skanks in Vegas for a weekend. I'm going to text you both a number right now as a guarantee.
Last time you did this, Lewis, I started looking at houses, and then you know how much of that money I got?
Came true.
$0 of it. By the way, you told us, I'm gonna tell the numbers. You go, what did you get? You go, 80 grand a piece. And then you go, oh, wait a second, it's 80 grand all in, so it's like 20-something grand a piece, and we're still like, okay,
Jay,
that's a big dip off
for me. Jay's so bad at math, he thinks it's 20 or something grand a piece. Is 80 grand.
Whatever, go with it.
I said 20-something grand. But I was like
80 grand between the three of us. That only comes out to like 13 grand a person.
No, it was like, right, it was 20 something a piece. We said we're going to get, and we were still like, well, that's a big dip from 80, but that's still a lot of money for what we're being asked to do. And then none of it. And then one day we got a call from Lewis. He goes, fuck these people. They suck. We're not getting any of that.
I like how it started where it started with like, dude, you're going to make like six figures off this. I was like, all right, that's incredible. And then he was like, dude, it's going to be like 40, 50 G's, but it's still a great fucking thing. And I was like, all right, that's incredible. And then he's like, dude, they fucked over this other show, so I don't even want to work with them anymore. And I was like, yeah, are those 40, 50 G's still on the table? You're like, that's not really my problem.
Can I still say that I really want to still work with them?
Like, I'm still cool if they're still cool. It went from that to zero.
You got
to
have a conversation. He goes, look, that's my friend Lewis. He gets crazy sometimes. He doesn't know what he's saying. Really, what's up?
I'm sending you a number for Vegas. Mm-hmm. You let me know if this will work, and we will book it.
$300.
$500.
When is it for?
We'll get a date.
I mean, for these type of numbers, judging by the Lewis curve, it'll be a third of this.
That's not true.
Hold up.
The guarantee is a guarantee.
The first number, the guarantee is all in.
Guarantee is a guarantee. Did I write the word guarantee?
No, guarantee. No, guarantees each.
But you're saying guarantee.
Guarantees
each.
Each.
Each
to each his own.
Yeah, I'd go.
Yeah, Vegas, we're coming.
Well, that's essentially the first thing's like a decent like weekend for me anyway. Like,
yeah,
like,
exactly.
Doing comedy, yeah. I'm like, why not, dude? That'd hang with you guys in Vegas. That'd be a blast.
That'd be
for
a fucking
me,
dope
it's a
thing. And it would be
afternoon.
They want us to do Skankfest in Vegas, so they're trying to butter us up. So,
the Comedy Works wants us to do it.
Yep.
Got you. Yeah, Bobby Kelly's going there, I think.
Yeah, with Kurt.
Bobby and Kurt?
Bobby and Kurt.
Oh, wow.
There was a time when, Lewis, it was a running bit on the show that for $500 each, we would go anywhere.
It wasn't a bit. For 2 years, it was true.
No. Isn't it amazing now saying that?
It was so true. And now Lewis is texting us this number, which, for those listening at home, it's larger than that. And we're all going, all right, I guess we could make that.
Guess we'll make it work. Yeah, I'll leave my pregnant wife for that number.
I remember being so broke at the time that when you were like, we'll go anywhere for $500. Like, so it was when you're really, really broke, you have no conception of money. You're like, yeah, if someone gives me $500, I won't have problems ever again. Yeah, what do you want me to do? Like,
yes, I'll have $500. I'm excited when I have $100.
Dougie, when I remember there was a factory that made sheetrock. This was a sheetrock factory, and it was a job that like was sought after in like my hometown in Havasu, New York. It was like the sheetrock factory. I forget the name of the fucking place, dude. I really wish I knew the name of it. But my buddy James Saccone got a job there, and he was like, "This is it, dude. $500 a week." I remember that was the number, and he was like, this is
every
my job
week,
for life,
like every single week."
And he was like 18 or 19. I was like 17. I was like,
"Look
holy.
Who found a career,
Doggy."
Between this and my snow shoveling, dude, I'm gonna be hand over fist,
Doggy. I thought this was so much money. I couldn't wrap my mind around making $500 per week when I was 17 years old. That was retirement money.
Yeah.
Dude, I had what I said my peak pinnacle, what I'd be blown away if I ever made on the road and weekends is like not a great number. Like, but I think I used to say all the time, I go, if I could just make this on the road on weekends, I'd never worry about doing anything more ever again.
I guarantee Jay would have, just based on future projections, 10 years ago, Jay would have been willing to suck a dick publicly for a fraction of what he made this year.
Oh my God.
A much smaller
Jay
amount.
Does suck dick for fractions. He loves division in any way. So like you do a long division math problem in front of Jay, he's gonna
I'm going knees to the hardwood.
Yeah, dude. Carry the five, right. Carry your balls in my mouth, carry those two.
Yo, yeah. Fucking bounce your nuts off my chin.
That was it when I was a kid, because my mom I don't think ever made more than $200 a week ever.
Yeah, I think my mom made, well, our rent, I mean our fucking apartment rent, I don't know what my mom made, but I know our apartment rent was $300 a month.
Yeah, that's like what rent was, like shit like that when we were kids. I mean, I remember like a little bit more than that. I think our rent was like $700 a month for like
that's
a while.
New York.
But that was like New York. That was like a what is a nice neighborhood now in Brooklyn. I remember my first fucking jobs, like just getting like $40 or like getting like shoveling snow and shit like that. And like getting like money, like and having that in your hand and feeling like the world was in your hands.
It's so fat
to
say
anything now.
It's so fat to say, but I mean, I really would like almost look at it in like meals that I don't need to rely on my family for, like when I get money.
No, that was for me when my first like, not like real job, but first thing I did for money was shoveling snow and taking out trash.
Yeah.
And it was like, you know, like I think it was like $15 for shoveling like a couple yards and then like maybe like $10 for taking out trash like a week. Like people that gave it to me, and it was just candy. I could get so much candy.
Yep. Yeah, that's what I did with everything. And there was a corner store, because I did the same thing. The winter would come, and I was knocking door to door. Hey, can I shovel your driveway? And I didn't know how to charge.
Same voice yeah. as now.
I didn't know how to charge. Like I'd eyeball it. I'd be like an average driveway. I'd be like, all right, that's $3. And then, like, a big one, I'm like, that's seven. It's a $7 driver right there. Like, massive. It's just me with one shovel. Like, this huge snowstorm. It was crazy. Like,
definitely was a 20 smackers job.
Doggy, it was like a 50 20? Smackers job. These people were ripping me the fuck
90s.
Off, doggy.
$50.
You are right, though. Back in the
90s.
Yeah, you're right. The time
was a lot of money.
My parents started giving me $200 a week to not work a job, basically, to be available to be the babysitter while they worked.
$200 a week? That's a lot.
And I'm how telling old were you, dude. You? It was, well, also for what I needed, I drove their car, so it was gas.
How old were you?
That's probably like 17 to 19.
What'd you spend it on? Candy.
You know how many meals that was without my family?
You know how many Sour Power I can get?
Dude,
no,
the one
I
place
don't,
would but... sell, the one place would sell penny candies, like Tootsie Rolls were a penny. I mean, I would just sit there and count out hundreds of penny candies, all the different Fruitsy Rolls. Have you ever had Fruitsy Rolls? All the colors of the rainbow.
To go into a penny candy store with $3 and get
Fruity Rolls.
300 candies.
I'll take 300 Fruity Rolls, please. No, sir. We need to count them out individually.
One, oh, two, 77 Swedish fish.
I hate to be that guy, but I got 299 Tootsie Rolls, and I clearly paid for 300.
Oh, I'm sorry. These Bazooka Joes are 2 cents a piece.
Well, I'm spending money here. It'd probably make more sense for you to give me a couple extra than to short me a few, but okay.
I was always that guy. Yeah. I would still cause problems at the penny candy store.
Yeah. Now, listen, I think you meant thank you for your patronage is what you meant, sir.
This is why you work at a penny candy store.
Fucking loser.
I don't even care. I was supposed to get 300. I got 299. It's no big deal either way. Well, it's no big deal for you. What does that mean? How about you fight me right now?
Are you trying to kill future baby James?
Yeah. You trying to starve my baby? You trying to make me not have enough food to sustain my ball bag to be warm enough to make sperm that I one day make baby James?
Dude, 8-year-old Lewis rules.
Dude, 200. It's fucking metal, dude. Yeah, when I was getting like $200 a week. But again, almost the point I'm making, like when $200 was put in your hand, like the world was at your feet.
You're like,
what did I spend it on really? It was like, I mean, that was great. You just go to the mall and like get a thing, even if, you know what I mean, whatever it was, like you get sneakers or something, you know what I mean, like whatever a thing was.
Jay really was a wigger.
Totally.
Sneakers, you know.
Buddy, you know what I didn't say about going to the mall? The example I was going to give was buying a shitty sterling silver chain with a Wu-Tang emblem thing.
Did you have that?
I think I did get a Wu-Tang thing for sure. Wow. But I did everything you could do. I did the
goggles. Some wear at one point.
I did the goggles on the hat.
Jay, you know what would look dope? And I mean this for you right now. And yeah, hear me out on this. And it's gonna fit in your fucking persona. It's gonna fit in your whole thing. Mm-hmm. And I think it will be fucking dope. And you should do it. And you should shave little lines into one of your eyebrows.
Thought about it many times in my life. I'll tell you what.
Hold on, what? Only you
have. Thought about it many times in my life.
Lewis,
I won't do
Jay, Lewis is drunk. This is terrible advice.
No,
do not shave.
I just started drinking.
Do not shave 3 lines in your eye.
No, 2 lines. Jay, it would look dope on you. I'm telling you, you wear all your other ridiculous shit.
Nope.
It would be. You have beautiful end lines on the side of. I would even do that.
No,
Jay,
don't do any of it, Jay.
Dave's talking to you like a fucking old Republican. Of course he doesn't want this.
I'm talking to you like a reformed Whigger, okay? And I'm telling you, do not go down this path. It is nothing but trouble, Jay.
I got those clippers in the other room. I could probably whack 2 lines right now, no problem.
No, you can't do it. You got to go to somebody who
does it. If you do
it
on the podcast right now. And
why did I say no?
It,
yes, please do it.
Yes, go do it.
No,
yes.
You were right, Lewis. I shouldn't.
No, dude, do it, please.
Today I listen to you. No, I wouldn't do it right now.
Would you actually do that? You would.
I could be talking the lines in the side for sure.
I think you should do all of it, Jay. I don't have a problem with it. If you
all
did the lines,
fine, do all of it.
If you did the lines in the eyebrow, you have such nice thick eyebrows that I actually legitimately think it would look cool.
Did you guys, by the way, did any of you to talk to Ari since last episode?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did he text you guys too?
He didn't text me though.
He's like, oh, I didn't spin the wheel? That's interesting. I completely forgot. I was so concerned with my asshole.
I was laughing on the phone earlier because he was describing to me. I just know Ari, too. He goes, no, I did genuinely leave to go put napkins back on my asshole. And I go, and it's just that I just know you, Ari. Like, you walked out of that bathroom and looked left and looked right and made a decision right then and there. It was just like, I'm leaving for good.
Well, what he told me was that it was 30 minutes of trying to figure out how he was going to get out of the Wheel of Punishment.
Oh, yes.
That just came to him. So yeah. I don't think he made a split-second decision at all.
He's going to keep on avoiding it. We're going to have to hold him down and make him do this.
The next time Ari comes on the show, we need to hire security to be at the door, and we need to be prepared for anything.
Or we could bungee him to the chair.
That's not a bad idea.
I thought you were saying, like, make him bungee from off a bridge. Then spin the Wheel of Punishment and then go back up and then come back down and see his punishment. How cool
Ari,
would that be?
Ari makes his last things like, I don't even care, dude. I don't care. Dose whoever you want to. Tweet about dead people, whatever you want to. Just stop pulling your bloody anal tissue out. Like,
dude, Enzo was legitimately shook. Enzo, like, I saw, like, at the end, like, he was like, what the fuck, dude? He was like, he really did that, huh? I was like, yeah. He's like, that wasn't a bit. I was like, no, he did that. He was like, and he tweeted that from my thing. I was like, yep.
Yeah, he was frazzled. He was frazzled by it. And that's not an easily frazzled guy.
I mean, it was the same look on everyone at Monday Night Raw's face when they watched Owen Hart fall to his death. That was Enzo's reaction.
Yeah. Yeah, he definitely had a Owen Hart death audience reaction to that.
The problem is when Enzo gets frazzled, he starts talking over people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Enzo, dude, he's fucking great though. Here's what I love about
Enzo.
He's great. He's self-aware, dude. He gets it. Like, yeah. we start making fun of his fucking dumb
he's
accent.
His,
dude, he laughs. He's really good. I really like him. He's a great.
What was the line? Was fucking Jake Paul?
Shipwreck Jake Paul.
Damn, dude, that was great.
Yeah, that was fucking so phenomenal.
It was a great show last
night. He really looks like Shipwreck Jake Paul.
Oh, that was so funny.
Finally, hey, land lovers, it's me, Jake Paul. I've stuck here for months,
guys. I'm supposed to fight Nate Diaz in a month. Please throw me
his
a lifeline.
His chick was beautiful.
Yeah, chick was gorgeous. Yeah, good for him. Of course. He's a handsome dude under all that fucking Guido.
Oh, yeah. And fucking...
He's jacked.
He's good shape. Yeah, he's jacked.
Yeah, of course. Hell yeah, dude.
Guy's fucking yoked up. And our audience definitely does love... We have a big wrestling crossover.
No,
so
I'll try. Shout out to Yo Kratom, Skankfest South, November 5th through 7th. Heating up. Lineup is getting fucking crazy. We are bringing the best lineup that Texas has ever seen. It's not even up for debate. Hopefully we'll have a commercial. Maybe even by the show we'll have the commercial out for when tickets are going on sale. But they're going on sale in July. We're announcing everything in July. Full lineups. Tickets going on sale. I'm telling you right now, you guys are going to fucking love this event. We got to do Catalyst Wrestling again. I really want to see if Enzo will come out and wrestle.
That'd be very cool.
Dude, I really, you know, that was the first time watching it this week. It was the first time I've ever seen that footage with the commentary of Capital Riot. That was fun, man.
They're great. No, the whole production is awesome, dude.
Dude, Harry is an incredible wrestling commentator.
Yeah, he is.
Like,
he's
so good at it. He's
like, no,
fucking bit.
No, they just killed the Legion of Skanks. Yeah, they just killed the Legion of Skanks.
So good, man.
No, Louis, you don't want to do this. It's great, yeah. Dude. He was really good. I loved it. So shout out to Catalyst Wrestling. Shout out to all the Gas Digital shows as well. And if you guys aren't coming to Skankfest South in Houston in November, you're fucking missing out because we are going to... I'm telling you right now, it's the same week as Just for Laughs in Cancun. They always put other festivals against us for some reason.
Oh, what do we have? We had Clusterfest 1 year.
Yep, dude. When you see our lineup compared to Just for Laughs lineup, we're gonna blow your fucking minds. We're blowing it out of the water. It's crazy. So,
we'll all be in the desert heat. It's fine.
Hell yeah,
guys. Real quick, let's talk about one of our amazing sponsors over here at Legion of Skanks, and that of course is Fume. Yes, it's spelled F-U-M, but pronounced F-U-M-E. Fume, everybody.
Fume.
It is the natural inhaler that makes it easy to get the benefits of super plants on the go. And it is good for helping replace cigarettes, dude. I keep it right here while I do the show on Zoom.
Yeah, great for replacing cigarettes, replacing vapes, all that stuff. And also for people who want the benefits of super plants.
Yeah, there's a bunch of different cores that you put in these wooden inhalers.
Yeah, it's not electronic at all.
Yeah. Yeah, no electricity. It's you don't have to recharge anything, which is annoying as fuck. The most popular is the Conquer cores, which helps you quit smoking. But they have a bunch of other ones. Look up their entire line of products. Really cool product. Everyone that's been ordering the Fume inhalers have loved them. Rave reviews from all of our fans. I have 3 or 4 friends at this point who have quit smoking and quit vaping, and they specifically switch over to Fume. Have you switched over officially, Jay?
Not fully, but it's taken me down. You know, I have to go a long ways to smoke a cigarette now, so this satiates me all day long.
That's great. Yeah, it's great. So look, here's the deal. Go to breathefume.com/legion. That's BREATHEFUM.com/legion and use the code legion to save 10% off your entire order today. Okay, where were we? What are we, what's it called? What did you guys do for Father's Day? Anything?
Yeah, I spent a whole lot of money to go watch my team lose with my daughter next to me.
Yeah, why do we have to spend money? I brought everyone out for Father's Day. It's a $400 day.
It's one of the jokes. Yeah, it's the joke's completely true. You're never gonna get a fucking Father's Day present. Now I'm not talking about like the sweet kid stuff. Those are the best. I'm talking about, though, when they
have a job and shit like that. Hold on. I'm going to see. You want to see the balloon that my fucking niece got me? Say what you're going to say, Jake, and I'll show you. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, no, it's fine. I was going to say, which is when you, like, at the highest level, your kids are going to get you. If your kids are doing well, they're going to get you, like, horse shit. It's just going to be a horse shit thing. Hey, here's
what you got there, Lewis?
That hammer. That hammer you wanted.
Sure. I'm going to show you right now.
Your niece got you a glass of whiskey?
On the rocks. Sure.
Pretty
bitch
cool.
Knows me.
Forever in our heart.
This is for my niece, the balloon she got
me. I think it's
me.
For a funeral.
For death.
Yeah.
It's for death.
Well, she meant well. Listen, holidays for men are gay. We shouldn't even have a day. It doesn't fucking matter.
I've never looked forward to the gifts I'm receiving. Once I became an adult, especially a father, Christmas is nothing to do with what I'm receiving at all.
A day of appreciation is for children and chicks. It's not meant for men. But Father's Day, you know, you go spend some time with your fucking kids, and that's it. It's great. I had a great Father's Day.
No, it's just, I bought everyone lunch and ice cream and toys.
Yes. Just, so basically what you're saying is, just like every other day. You bought everyone lunch. That's life. That's what being a man is. You're buying everyone their shit. But that's fine. I had a great Father's Day. I watched my fucking daughter, my 2.5-year-old, play with my baby brother. And he was playing with her the same way I used to play with him when he was a baby. And it was amazing.
He was molesting her?
Yeah. Same way.
What?
The exact same way.
He was taking
and
her.
And I bought everyone lunch too.
Her cries were his happiness.
Oh my God, you sound just like your uncle. So weird.
The exact way. Impossible. She doesn't have a dick to suck.
It's about spending time with them. You're gonna like you wouldn't even like feel I don't know. It's a weird thing, right? Like, days are supposed to be for chicks and for kids. Even if there was a day when they were like, we're going to buy you lunch today, it wouldn't even feel right. Like, no.
I feel like an asshole. Like, come on.
Yeah, this is ridiculous. I'm going to buy you lunch. What are we going to pretend?
Also, once
put your
like,
dumb girl wallet away.
Once your family and, like, live together and all that kind of stuff, too, the idea is, that's what Christine was like, I'm going to get you a PlayStation 5 for Christmas or whatever. And you're just like,
are you, Christine? Yeah, are you going to buy it for
with
me?
With my credit card, you fucking whore.
No, that's not even that. She will do it with her money, but you're just like, in the grand scheme, I'm essentially paying for my PlayStation 5.
No, but it's like, right. Well, you know, she'll be like,
it's your money, but, yeah, you know.
No, that's right. Christine will be like, hey, Jay, I'm going to buy you a PlayStation 5. And then at the end of the month, she's going to be like, need a little help with the bills.
It was like the Eddie Murphy bit where he's talking about, who was it, Johnny Carson? It was like Johnny Carson was making like $10 million a year or whatever at the time. And he was like, what is his wife going to get a part-time job on the weekends? Like, he was like, well, now you're making $9,200,000. Oh, shit.
Yeah. You're not wrong about that. No, but I'm saying, but here's the thing. It's not even that. Even if like Christina didn't need my help at the end of the month at all, it's more like actually like she can get a PlayStation 5. This is good, by the way. I don't think it's a bad thing. She can get a PlayStation 5 because I'm able to pick up the responsibility money more. Do you know what I mean? Like the money that you need for the responsibility is like
that's what
is
I'm
why
saying.
She's able to get. Yeah, I say it in some way or other.
What if she didn't spend her own money on clothes or fucking massages or nail polish or whatever women spend their money on, and she spent it on you? So you can't discount that. It's true, but you know whatever. Right. I don't like taking gifts in general. Like I don't like getting gifts. It makes me uncomfortable for some reason.
That's right. That's why I'm saying the day shouldn't exist. There shouldn't be days or holidays. I hate it. I was posting about this, by the way. A bunch of the like men's rights activist people got mad at me because there was like an International Men's Day is a thing. And I was posting about how gay that is. Mm-hmm. And they were all pissed off like, oh, well, so you're okay with International Women's Day but not Men's Day. And you're like, yeah, a little bit more. Like a little bit more I am. I just think it's lame. Like, men, really? Men's is that day? What men want?
We accept like, women painting their faces every day. Like, yeah. They do stupid horse shit.
Yes.
They're women. They have women brains. They do ridiculous things. So, yes, they should have a day, and we go, okay, another day. It's almost hack at this point to be like, but what about Valentine's Day? And what about Christmas? So, and blah, 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 blah.
But Groundhog's Day is coming up.
This is why I shove my cock into my girl's mouth at will.
Yeah,
because she gets a few days a year, and right.
but the point
it stops
is that
her from saying dumb shit about dumb days. Choke on it.
But if some chick was like, if you were like, hey, this is a day for you, and they're like, oh, that's special, you're like, ah, whatever. If that makes them happy, then fine. But if then they're like, and now here's a day for you, and you're like, oh, that makes me happy. That's the fucking lamest thing I've ever heard. Like, you shouldn't feel that way. And they should. And
birthday makes me feel uncomfortable.
You know what's funny?
Yeah,
well, Lewis, you know what? And it's funny. You said about getting bad at getting gifts. Like, it's for me, too. Because I'm either going to feel horrible because I think the gift costs too much. If it's too much, you're like, all right, I don't, like, this is a problem probably. Or it's like, it's going, you know, this is too big of a thing. Or it's something that I have to probably all to... Do you know what I mean? Like, you have to give, like, no matter what, it's, like, such an even response. You're like, oh, this cool
shirt. I'm
going to
love it too much, which is going to make me feel guilty, or I'm going to hate it, and that makes me feel guilty. Either way, I don't want any of your shit, dumb lady.
Leave it, stupid. I'll buy my own thing.
Buy my own things. I know what I want. You don't know what I want, you fucking idiot.
Well, you know, remember, it's funny, Dave.
I know what she wants, though. Better than she knows.
Dave, I think I know what you're going to say, agree. Jay.
But you remember, like, Carla used to say this all the time.
I knew exactly what you were going
to
say.
You're fucking impossible to shop for because when the thing comes out that you want, like, you don't wait for, like, your birth. Like, you just get it. I go, yeah, I'm a goddamn adult. I'm like, why don't I wait for my birthday? I'm not 7.
Dude, I remember this one.
I can just
buy it.
I'm like,
when PlayStation 3 came out, like, I'm just going to grab one, you know?
Dude, I remember we used to do this with a lot, too, with Carla, who, by the way, I love Carla. I'm not, like, trying to trash her, but it was just a perfect example of a chick thing. When we would go, like, me and you used to say this is the difference between men and women, is, like, we would be going to Starbucks, and we'd be like, hey, Carla, do you want anything? And, like, Jay would ask her, like, do you want anything? And she'd go, surprise me.
Ooh.
And that's, like, such a woman thing to say. Like, they like that. They like, you came back with a drink, and they're like, oh, that was so sweet. You thought of that. And you
surprise me. So no I guy... fucked their sister. Oh!
But no guy ever wants
surprise,
that.
You fucking dingbat! Smell my dick. That's your mother. You fucking pig.
Yeah, fucking whore.
Yeah.
Have you ever,
think
though?
The way you fuck your mother's not a pig? Think, stupid. Happy International Bitches Day.
Dude, just turning into dice with your chick. Dude, I treat my chick like dice. Jesus,
dude. Just dice out once in a while?
Dude, you got to dice out, dude.
You're so weird is that dice at some point has to just be a real dude with his chick.
No, shut up, dude. No, don't you ever ruin the fucking...
Don't ruin that, dude.
He's just an old
he
Jew.
Dices out all the time, dude.
Hey, honey, you want me to grab you something while I'm up? Polite dice.
Surprise ya.
Okay. Hey, I put a lot of thought into this latte. It's got raspberry fucking syrup in it.
But, like, would you
ever
do
that? So then I came into it.
And then I made a leaf in my cum on top of a fucking Americano.
How does that taste, you dumb fucking bitch?
Salty and bleachy, I'm guessing, you fucking pig.
Dude, listen to me. Everyone listen to the show. Send us your best dicing out on your woman moments.
You have to videotape
video.
It.
Yeah, it's a new contest.
And by the way,
new contest every show. That's my new thing.
Listen,
I'm going to come up with a new contest.
You have to, the video, I already got this is why this is going to be good. It's got to be you video, but it's got to be you from start to finish. And she can't be in on it. You got to just start dicing her.
You got to dice her. You got to dice her up.
What the fuck's going on?
She's like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Do it in front of the kids.
Yeah,
do it in public.
Yeah. No, it's good. Your fucking son needs to see this. Your mother's stupid. Yeah. If you need help with homework, call your pop. Yeah. You fucking pig.
Legion of Skanks at gmail.com.
Alter Bobby did the special email for that contest. Did the
dice out on your chick at gmail.com.
Legion of Dice.
That could be a viral thing. Going dice on your chick.
Dicing out on your chick. Dicing out, it's called.
Dicing out?
You got to dice out. Bobby, did the guy who won the opportunity to let us throw a party in his home in Maryland?
How fun is dicing out on your chick? Because you're going to get to explain to her afterwards that you're doing dice. And I mean, 99 out of 100 of them are going to be fine with that. But dude,
made it such a mainstream thing that some girl was complaining to another girl, and she's like, "Yeah, everything was going great," and then he just diced out on me.
Oh yeah, it just makes its way into the actual lexicon. He goes, all kinds of problems: catcalling, being diced out on, so many issues a woman have to deal with.
Rape culture,
yeah, gawking and ogling, getting diced out, yeah. I'll fucking get up when I'm at my stop, you fucking idiot.
It was a really hard day. I totally got diced out on the bus.
Throw your fucking jacket over the puddle, stupid.
Open your own door.
Oh, man. Open your own fucking door. It ain't that heavy.
Hickory dickory dock.
Your sister sucked my cock.
Oh.
I'm kidding. Or am I stupid? Make me dinner.
Oh, man.
Dicing out. Hashtag dicing out.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Hey, bitch, suck my dick. Oh.
Yeah. Let the kids watch. They need to learn who the boss fucking is. Look at your mother, the person who gave you life, on her hands and knees for your pop. I'm slamming her in the ass. I'm licking around the rim. Your mother looks back and she goes, dice with the kids. Shut the fuck up. The TV's babysitting them, I says.
Dude, we need people dicing out of their chicks. We need it. We got to send it to Dice.
We got to send it to Dice,
and
dude.
Then he's got
to
come on the show. It's going to be the greatest thing ever.
Dicing out your chick.
Dude, dicing out. We're going to make it a viral sensation.
We can make that a viral sensation, dude.
Yeah, it's got to be good, though,
like
we
should be able to.
In this world of woke bullshit, just a shitload of videos of guys just being mean to their chick, but playfully.
But in the voice
of Dice. Over the top. Like, you can't even say he's saying such terrible things where he goes, it's so clearly a stupid fucking character that it's
No, Jay, don't explain it. You started right. In this world of woke, what we need is Dice.
Is Dice dicing out? You're right.
We need Dice. We need people dicing out all over their chicks. That's what's gonna.
Dude, when Dice did Bonfire.
And then if people try to like get you in trouble for doing it, just double down and start dicing out on the people that are trying to be woke on you.
Dude, the character's so well played. The dice thing, because dude, when he did Bonfire last time, I mean, in the middle of quarantine, he goes, I got a new bike. He's like, I went down to the fucking bike store, and the Chinaman there, he just wouldn't help him. So I finally interrupt him and said, he basically asked if he could like ride a bike outside, like to try it out. He goes, and I just kept going. And then he just, later on in the show, like a half hour later, he just is telling another story. And he goes, you know, I'm out yesterday on the Chinaman's bike. He just goes to the Chinaman's bike again. And just like, but the character, like, just, there's no flack, like, at all. Because it's like, I mean, like, the flack he would get now would be laughable compared to what he got at the time.
Wait, you are know? You trying to say that Dice is like a character?
Shut your mouth, Dave. We don't break kayfabe here.
It's so funny, like, because we get like so mad at people like writing articles about us, but it's like Stern and Opie and Anthony, all these guys, like, They lost major sponsors. They were like canceled and fired from radio gigs, like millions of dollars.
Dude, Dice had a movie.
That's all like part of the
legacies.
But we're all such pussies because Seth Simons is writing an article about us. We're like freaking out.
You're really not wrong about what you're saying at all. I mean, Dice's movie got ripped out of movie theaters in 2 weeks because of protests.
Yep.
There was Marilyn Manson like protesting outside of his shows in the late 80s.
Yeah, they tried to. He
was banned from MTV. He got banned from SNL.
Yep. Howard Stern got banned from MTV too, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. There's no cancel culture isn't a new thing.
It wasn't called cancel culture back then. It was just like, you know, it was just
you got
a
in trouble.
Thing.
You got in
yeah,
trouble.
You got in trouble. And honestly, not for nothing.
The government.
We fucking sort of skated by unscathed, all things considered. Well, we haven't really gotten into too much trouble.
Here's the thing. It's like, you remember that Louis C.K. bit? It was a really great bit about how the first time he's ever on a plane, and there's the first time there was ever Wi-Fi on a plane,
mm-hmm.
and he was like, oh shit, there's Wi-Fi on a plane. And they were like, yeah, but it's not actually working right now. And he's like, motherfucker, like pissed off.
Yeah,
and it's
yeah,
like
yeah.
The joke is like, you have this new thing you didn't even think was a thing, but you're pissed off when it's taken away yeah. from you. It's like what happened was the internet was actually free for like a few years where you could just say whatever you wanted to.
Yeah.
And then that got taken away and everyone went, what? This is the first time there's ever been cancel culture. But the truth is before that.
Couldn't say shit on TV. Couldn't say shit on the radio.
You had to get past the radio or the TV or all these gatekeepers. So it's still better than it's ever been.
Agreed.
We're pissed off. It's not quite as good as it was a couple years ago. And so, you know, it's like a whole fucking... It's really just we're spoiled.
I got to be honest with you. You know, and look, I'm sure we'll always deal with shit, but it's still probably a net positive, all things considered, right?
By the way, Seth Simons is as much of a character as Dice is.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, it's not even
he's
a real thing.
A
like
character.
He writes so many dumb articles at this point that it's like nobody even cares. Like people just roll their eyes at him. Like he gets like 7 retweets on his things. You're like, dude, like
he's got like an extraordinarily low amount of like followers and stuff.
Yeah, well, because he constantly goes dark because he thinks people fucking he thinks the dumb fans that are threatening him are being serious. Nobody cares about you, dude. Nobody fucking cares. Nobody cares. Nobody's really threatening you, dude.
Nobody cares enough to hurt you except Lewis.
If somebody hurts you, though, it will be a young comic. Like, if somebody does it, it will be a young comic who does it.
And yes, he will be a regular on this show after that. We will reward him.
Hey, boys, let's take a moment and thank Omigo for supporting today's show. Modern bidet system that is changing your entire bathroom experience. I can't go without a bidet anymore. I have bidets in both bathrooms in my house.
I love
both
it.
Studio bathrooms.
Want to hear me fart? Now listen.
Yeah,
whoa,
that's it.
This is a clean fart, dude.
Nothing for and look, nothing.
Smells like H2O.
You
nothing,
know what? Dude. It is. Like... I feel a little water vapor in the air.
Yeah. Okay. Sure. Maybe there's a little water vapor in the air, but that's because my butt is Omigo clean, dude.
Listen, all you got to do is ditch the toilet paper for good, because that's ridiculous. You know, who wipes the toilet paper? It's a crazy thing.
If you use only toilet paper, I'm not. Listen, I can see the argument for wipes. You're a maniac if you just wipe your ass with toilet paper. First of all, you're walking around with brown rolled up paper shit all in your asshole and ask. It's
yeah. What are you gonna do? Put it on Lewis's shoulder? No.
Ew.
Get an Omigo bidet.
Yeah, all you gotta do is check out their entire line of bidets. They're super easy to install. You don't need a plumber. You don't need a professional. You do it in 15 minutes. You can install. They have different sizes, different price points. They have expensive ones that are fucking crazy. They have air drying systems and all this other shit. Then they have the really cheap ones as well. I have the cheap one in my downstairs bathroom. Dude, it's awesome, dude. Hot and cold, nice and simple. Takes 15 minutes to install. Boom. Then I got the nice fucking advanced one upstairs. That's when I want to impress people. But I come down. Yeah. I like the cheap one.
Blow this up your shitter, I say.
Go to myomigo.com, myomigo.com/LOS. You're going to save 15% if you use that URL. Once again, myomigo.com/LOS. Save 15% and grab a bidet today. Hey, hey, hey. Bye-bye.
Hey.
Bye. All right, where were we?
Yes.
Have you guys ever been to Myrtle Beach?
No, but I've heard good things.
I'm going this weekend. What should I do? Has any of the production staff been to Myrtle Beach?
Where is that again?
South Carolina.
Okay.
What are you going there for? Just vacation? Bring,
just I do my annual father-son, Father's Day.
Oh, yeah.
Trip. We couldn't do it this year because he was in school. Like, I don't want to take him out of school anymore. Mm-hmm. But his last day of school is Friday. Picking him up. Going to be blaring Alice Cooper's School's Out for Summer.
Hell yeah.
Oh, it's going to be awesome. School's out for summer. School's out for ever.
Dad, I seriously need some help with my math homework.
Shut up, James. School's been blown too.
Yeah, and then we're gonna go straight to the airport. We're going to fucking Myrtle Beach, land in Myrtle Beach. Gonna get some dinner. Just me and the fucking kid. Then Saturday morning we go to Doc Ansel's Tigers thingamajigger.
Mm-hmm.
And we're gonna pet baby tigers and play with monkeys.
Okay. That's awesome, man.
Yeah, yeah. It's fucking crazy expensive. It is.
See a tiger.
How much do you think it costs to go pet a fuck to go on a little tour of this tiger thing?
Oh, you're gonna have to sell your niece's "We'll Remember You" balloon.
R.I.P. Uncle Lou.
$40 a person?
$40 a person, Dave.
That seems fair.
I mean, the way Lewis was talking about it, it sounded like more than $40 a person. So
it's going to be, but I'm telling you what I think. You're like, what?
Well, you think it's,
you
what do you think
that?
It's worth?
Oh, but it's worth.
Or I should say, well, all right, well, all right, fine. How much do you think it costs, or how much do you think it should cost?
You're going to say both. You get to pet tigers and monkeys?
You get to play with baby tigers, pet baby tigers. You get to feed a baby elephant. You get to play with monkeys, hang out with monkeys.
I'd say $200
each. $650
each. Yeah, that's a lot.
Each.
That's a lot.
Each. And no pictures.
Dude,
no,
you could have watched Ben Simmons miss a wide open or not take a wide open dunk for that.
I remember Nate Bargatze's joke. If I go to South America, I could shoot a rocket launcher at a rhinoceros for $400.
No, Jay, you don't understand. True. Not $650 each for Lewis and James. $650 for each animal you pet.
Oh, my Lord.
They're gonna end up spending.
You want to feed this elephant? That's another $650.
See, the scam is the animals think that they're petting Puerto Ricans.
Yeah. They also pay $650 to touch you.
Yeah, and then...
hell yeah, have fun. You going to get them laid by a hooker for the first time?
Maybe. I mean, I hear there's a lot of streetwalkers in Myrtle Beach.
It's time,
mostly
dude.
Monkeys and elephants, but still.
Yeah, but I'm pretty. Dude,
you know what they charge?
Have you ever? Can you pull up
$150?
Pull up the trailer for the exhibit I'm going to. It's tigers, but it's like, I guess it's an acronym. I don't know what it stands for.
Dude, can somebody send me from staff? We have it wherever it's at. I want to have forever the James throwing down the gay flag. And then having the Thug Life thing go up. Dude, that makes me laugh. Just thinking about that meme makes me laugh. Like, well, every time it comes back up, like for weeks, I fucking I laugh at that. It's so funny.
Yeah, pull up this Tigers exhibit, because I'll tell you right now, when I see these baby tigers, my heart melts.
Really?
Yeah. I swam with dolphins last time when we went to Jamaica.
Doc
we
Antle?
Remember.
Yeah, Doc Antle. Let's see. Give me some volume, guys.
Big white tire.
Obviously,
there
we want to hear it.
There are maybe 3,000 wild tigers in the world today. And those 3,000 tigers have a very low possibility of surviving.
That's the one that got Roy.
This is an environment where
he hates
they can
gay
thrive
magic.
And they become a much better representative of their species to try and get people to make a connection.
That, you're not going to let James play with that,
if
right?
If we save the tiger, we
no,
can
I don't know.
World.
I mean, probably.
If we let the tiger go.
This is the dude that has all the chicks, dude.
It's the guy from Tiger King.
Yeah, it's the guy from Tiger King. No, I don't want to see the Rolling Stone documentary. There's a fucking trailer for the
safari that I'm going on. Baby tigers, right? I would never let my kid play with that.
You wouldn't let your kid go swimming in a tank with five dangerous tigers?
Yeah,
probably not.
It's a big deal, dude.
No, he's playing with baby tigers. It's baby tigers.
He's going spearfishing the great whites later. Later the day. What's the big deal?
If he makes it.
Kid's got to grow up, dude. Going to crack a six-pack on the boat on the way out there. Skin dive.
Yeah, Doc Antle has all his. He's the dude that has like 15 wives.
Is he the one? I know the other guy that always wears like fucking Affliction shirts. Him and his chick.
Yeah, they have three. That's your ideal scenario, Jay.
What?
You being that Affliction
being
guy.
That Tucker.
Just being
no.
the,
just getting
just
fed some
a
milk.
A hot chick, yeah, giving you some milk out of a bottle. Good. Press play, obviously, guys. Why are you just fast forwarding it? Press play and put volume on. What is going on with our team?
This elephant will eat your baby for the small price.
Oh, when I saw that little baby tiger, I was like, okay, whatever they want. The world's greatest hands-on animal experience. You could jerk off this elephant. Aww. Oh, come on, guys.
I got to be honest with you, dude. I'm just like, I'm the person that goes, when I hold them.
A tiger? A baby fucking tiger, you're going to go,
No, not, no, I'll, that, I'm saying that's not like the icky sound. That's if we went to a reptile thing, it'd be the icky stuff. No, with these animals, I just get like, I just get nervously like, what are they going to do? Like, I'd be that guy. I'd be nervous.
I could fucking snap a baby tiger's legs off its body. A baby tiger ain't doing shit, dude.
This is what you've been training for.
Yeah, Lewis has been training specifically for that situation.
Yeah.
Weird.
You hope to God, by the way, you hope that fucking white tiger takes a shot at James. You can't
give
wait
me,
to fucking
give me the fucking opportunity to.
Goes, dude,
I'll take it. I'll
I'm begging you. I'm fucking begging you, white Bengal tiger.
I would take, and I would do this. I would take my hands. I would put it in the tiger's mouth. This is a baby tiger, dude. Doesn't have powerful jaws like a full grown tiger, dude.
Right?
And I would fucking.
Yeah, dude, you've definitely done research on that.
Jay?
Yeah.
I would tear open its head. I would jaw first, and I would tear its body in half.
Its jaw is much stronger than I expected.
Up, my hands, up, my fingers.
Yeah. He goes, James, you ready to see a real life fatality? Gah! Papa's fingers are gone. Papa's fingers are gone. I'm going in the shock. Going in the shock. Papa's fingers are gone.
My training did not prepare me.
But see fatality, baby James. Ow! So quickly, razor sharp fangs. So quickly, it took them off.
I think you could have been. I'm gonna need a doctor.
He goes. Those things were so sharp, didn't even feel them come off. But I'm seeing them now. Oh God!
I'm freaking out, man. I'm bleeding. I'm gonna die, baby James.
Why am I so calm? Why am I so calm? Is it weird? Am I in shock?
Baby James, what are you even worried about? Their jaws aren't even that strong. They're way stronger than I anticipated.
I'm being eaten by a baby tiger.
Baby James, get safety. No,
oh my God,
you.
The baby tiger is so confident. He's raping me, baby James.
Here's the
baby tiger is raping me.
Here's the keys to Gas Digital Studios.
How dangerous are baby tigers?
It's Lewis's last hand.
Yeah, James has to terrifyingly watch his father get mangled, mauled, and ultimately murdered by a baby Bengal tiger.
I guarantee you there's been never a dangerous attack of a baby tiger.
The word
is it a kitten? What is
wrong?
A baby tiger? Is it a kitten? What do you call it?
Yes, it is.
Dude,
it's the same thing.
Dude, listen, and I'm telling you this.
Hold on. I've had kittens before,
that.
And I've been bitten on the finger by a kitten, mm-hmm. and it was vicious.
Yeah, yeah. And you went, ooh. Well, before their first year, a tiger cub.
No, it's gone now.
Yeah.
No, it's right there. Well, before the first year.
It's big enough to push down an adult human. And it's a very bad idea to wrestle with cubs. Even their play bites can cause serious damage and kill a human. So, yeah, Lewis, I mean, you can make all those guarantees if you like.
How many tiger cub bites have killed humans in the history of the human race? I mean, it's like a freak thing. Like, yeah, I could fucking...
Bobby, keywords, history, human race, tiger bite death.
Tiger cub death.
Tiger cub bite
Tiger
death.
Cub. No, because I guess they could probably hit a vein or an artery, right? Like a little playful bite.
Well, you guess that, but you guaranteed it's never happened.
It's almost gone to Jay. Yes. It doesn't happen. How many injuries at Doc Antle's Tigers exhibit that
Buddy,
I'm spending $650?
The documentary for Tiger King, the tiger bit off the hands of one of the people. Exactly.
That was a lesbian, though. The tigers are widely known to be homophobic.
That's true. That is true. Yeah, that's why the only word they can say is dyke.
Dyke. clam jamming. Gross
mushers.
Muff diving dykes. Rawr. It's not right. Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve.
What did you just say, Tiger Cub?
I mean, now they want to adopt too. I'm glad my grandfather's not alive to see this. I mean, how does it even work? Like, what do they do? Start a fire? I mean, come on. It's not even natural. I mean, seriously. If you're not gonna make babies that way, what's the point? In their what? Butts? Get the fuck out of here. Next thing you tell me is a black guy's a president.
Hey, oh no, Grandpa Tiger.
Lesbians, they're great. I like to watch their work.
Do you have those numbers, Bobby?
How many Tiger Cub deaths have there been?
I'm not seeing any reported anything on Google.
Exactly,
yet.
Dave. So how about you stop being a pussy?
Wait,
and instead
what?
Of letting your fucking
throw your daughter into a tiger cage.
Oh, you
dude.
Let your fucking Jew brother play with your daughter, but you won't let a Bengal tiger play with her?
That's not a bad point.
That is an excellent point.
That is not a bad point at all.
All right.
You know what?
I'm gonna do it.
Throwing that kid in the gorilla habitat.
1,800 tiger deaths per year? No way.
1,800? That's a lot.
That's an insane amount of tiger deaths.
That's a lot, dude.
How many base jumping deaths per year? Because we read the other day that base jumping is the most dangerous sport ever.
Definitely not 1,800.
1,800 tiger deaths per year is a bizarre amount of tiger deaths.
I'll tell you what, there's probably more base jumping deaths, more people that landed their base jump and then got eaten by a tiger. Oh, that was exhilarating.
I really feel alive.
They were talking.
Are you a gay?
Bitch ass tiger. I just survived base jumping. You think I'm scared of you, tiger?
What if Tigger was homophobic?
I don't know, Pooh Bear. This Christopher Robbins guy seems pretty queer.
Put some pants on, you silly goose. You're walking around with your bear wiener out. How many base jumping deaths?
Do we know?
I'm seeing 9, but there's not a... 9 between 1995 and 2005.
Like, I would not allow my son to base jump, but I am allowing my son to play with tigers. I think my priorities are getting a little fucked up right now.
You're playing the odds wrong.
There's no way.
Why don't you let him raw dog a prostitute while he's down there, too?
Ah, dude. We've all been there.
The odds of dying are 1 in 2,317 jumps.
What are the odds of dying of tiger meetings? 1 in 4.
Yeah, what are they? How many times would you have to mathematically go back to a tiger habitat where you can pet them, where you probably will get nicked?
And can we also see some tiger attacks?
Oh, yeah.
Please. I mean, why do I have to produce? We have 3 fucking producers on this show.
No, I know.
Yeah, someone should have come up with that.
But they produce our ideas.
Of tiger attack video deaths, yes. We need to see that.
Not necessarily even deaths. Maybe we can, you know.
All right, Lewis, you get my point.
Yeah, I mean, just some tiger attacks would be great, just in general.
Just general tiger attacks.
Yeah, I hope the guy lives.
That's him dragging a person.
Oh, wait, no. Is he dragging a person?
Yes.
Where? No.
Under him.
No.
Yes. Go back to the beginning of it.
Oh, I've seen this one. This one's hilarious. This dumb bitch got out of a car.
Oh, look. Look, you see?
Oh, look.
He gets him, but when he hooks him, he just drags him the whole way.
Oh, he hooks him by the neck. Oh, dude, do not drill your neck to a tiger or a vampire. Come on.
Look at that.
Oh, my God, dude. Oh, dude.
He didn't realize that was a person he was saying.
The problem with tigers is they eat you alive. It sucks.
Yeah, you yell until your legs are gone. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God.
This Wait, stupid why, bitch gets out of the car at a safari, and she deserves this. Goodbye. I'm happy. I'm happy that she's gone. How dare you?
Out? Wait, what? She came over.
Look, these idiots are getting out, too.
Like, she was like, I want to drive.
Now, give us some volume. This is kind of like what you're going to.
Yeah. Everyone's the baby got him first.
Oh, it's probably fine. Everything's fine. I like it when they laugh.
And then
it
he came
off,
out
too.
And grabbed his tail.
Oh, you silly fucking tiger.
Why would he come back?
Oh, you silly gay tiger. Goes,
oh, you got that bullshit out of your system? Well.
What are you
doing? In fairness, this one's asking for it.
Wait, what is he doing?
He's
what is he attacking?
Oh, there's a person.
Is it Donald Trump?
Is that a person or is that a donkey? What is he killing?
Oh, he's killing
a horse. The tiger's killing a horse.
And the
two
horse,
tigers are killing a
two
horse.
Two tigers are killing. Dude, this is the best circus ever.
What the fuck?
Where is this happening?
This poor horse. They
now they're whipping the horse. They don't know who to hit.
They dress this horse up like Liza Minnelli. He's getting eaten by tigers.
Oh, I look ridiculous. I got two tigers chomping on me.
Can you imagine being that horse? You know you're catching a lot of those whips, and you're like, really? Is this helpful right now?
Oh, my God, dude. This poor horse. He's just running around being eaten. Yeah.
He's like, shoot it. This thing's fucking biting my tits off.
It's talking like Mr. Ed.
Dude,
he's got peanut butter on his gums.
By the way, there's one under
there's him.
Dude, guys, there's a fucking tiger underneath him like fucking like Robert De Niro in Cape Fear. He's hanging onto the bottom axles.
Oh my
just,
God.
He's just biting his tits and hugging him with claws from underneath him, dude. He's got.
You gotta understand
he's in
the tiger. From the tiger's perspective, this is the most fun meal he's ever had in his life.
Dude. A tiger. He just drags him around underneath.
Dude, horses are pussies compared to tigers.
The For horse sure. has very few weapons.
He's just like, come here, get him off
me. He's biting his fucking dick off.
Get him off
he's
me.
He's biting him in his horse dick.
It really hurts.
Those guys, the helpers, are not trying hard enough.
Oh, my God.
By the way, I thought we rewound this a bunch. This has been going on for a long time.
This
I
horse.
I can't believe the tigers are fighting the guys who are whipping them at this point.
Yeah, someone take the horse away. Look, the horse is like, back over here.
Look at how much he's bleeding.
The horse is dumb. He's like, so where? Like, back over here? They want to apologize? It's like us on the boat. What? Oh, they want to shake hands and apologize? I'll go talk to them again.
Dude, please keep playing it because if these tigers attack again, they are real ass dudes. All right.
Where's the human? Is a human going to come here? Is a guy going to come dressed like Michael Jackson and try to stop him like the Beat It video? You're like, guys, hey.
The 1800 number was an average over the past 100 years.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Oh!
Oh, that's where the guy's on top of the elephant, right? And the guy and the tiger jumps at him?
That's crazy.
Hell yeah, dude.
There's been 100 a year for the last
Even
couple
so, 100
years.
Years crazy.
It's a lot.
All right.
I don't know, dude. Maybe just go pet the elephant.
Yeah.
Mostly in India.
But I went to a zoo in Australia where...
Do they have a tiger problem in India?
The elephant just decided... How crazy is this, dude? The elephant just decided to, like, back into, like, one of the trainers, you know, or the caretakers, like, against a wall and, like, crushed every bone in his body and, like, they're picking him up in an ambulance there. It's crazy. Like, those animals could just, like, mistakenly, like, turn around and fucking end you. But James will love it, honestly.
Yeah, it'll be a great belated Father's Day.
Yeah.
Getting eaten by a tiger.
Most of these things happen in India, by the way.
Have there ever been elephant attacks? I would love to watch elephant attacks, but have there ever been any tiger attacks at Doc Antle's Tigers thing?
Oh. How about this? How about we Yelp? Could we look at the Yelp reviews on that place? Yeah, find out. Let's look at the Yelp reviews for this guy's place because I got a suspicion. How many horse deaths a year? But a lot of those, dude. When people get killed by a horse buck, like kicking them, is insane.
Yeah, but also, like, you know, anybody who dies via a horse sort of deserves it too.
I guess, I mean, riding a horse. I'm talking about if you're just behind a horse and like it fucking kicks back and like literally just like hits you in the head and ends your
you
life.
You shouldn't be that close behind a horse, Jay. Lewis is right.
You deserve to die if you don't.
You deserve it.
Oh, so this is it?
Are we going to read random Yelp? I mean, there's going to be all great Yelp reviews, Bobby. Maybe you should look up and find a bad one or
you
two
think
first.
So?
Yeah.
Great time. My kid died.
Five stars.
Yeah. He goes, Cub. He goes, Cub bit my hands off, but son loved it.
Would do again. Loved it. Ultimate experience. Boa constrictor swallowed my grandmother.
Yeah. Could use some more gluten-free options in the cafeteria, but okay. Not going to take off points for that.
So chimpanzee ripped off my grandfather's face.
Yeah, and then put his face over his face and wore it like a mask of my uncle's face. And,
had us all fooled for a few hours.
Started doing an Anthony Hopkins thing. I think they trained this monkey to do this.
So there was some long-term shit about that we've dealt with, but overall the day, lovely.
Yeah, I think we're going to have a great time. I got to be honest with you.
Probably.
And then, so on Saturday, then we're going to go fucking scope out chicks on the beach.
Aw.
And then that's that. We're going to go to the boardwalk, do some fun stuff, games. Who knows?
Yeah, it's a fun getaway, too. Get in the water a little bit.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, no. I love to. I do it every year with James.
Does he love the beach?
Yeah, he loves everything. This kid's a fucking, he's a dream. He's the best kid in the world. So,
well, we all have kids, but he's a good kid.
He's better than your children. So,
yeah, you know, it's
he's up there. He's top three for sure.
He's in the top three. Soon to be top four. Yeah, do we have...
Dave, do you have a name? Do you have a name for your little boy yet?
No, I haven't picked it yet.
Yeah, you have, you liar.
No, I haven't.
You're lying. I'm looking at your face. You're touching your face the way liars do.
I was touching my face before you asked me the question.
My hands are in the exact same position. Have you been lying this whole show?
And now I can't move them.
His name is going to be... Ronald Randall Paul... Smith.
He names him after all presidents. Ronald Reagan Washington Carver. Yeah.
The Donald.
Oliver North, BLM, Me Too.
Seriously considering calling him Lewis.
No, you're not.
No. Not at all.
No. That'd be a great name though. Solid name. Lewis Smith.
Rather than be touched about what you said, I didn't get that you were joking at first, and I was like, I didn't even get a thought, huh? Okay.
I really hurt Jay's feelings. That is Jay, though. That is a very fucking Jay thing. He wouldn't even let me just have a moment.
I admitted it.
He'd be so upset.
If I named my kid after Lewis.
Oh, dude, it would kill him inside.
Jay would be furious. I would almost, if it was even a thought, which it isn't, but if it was even a thought to name my son after Lewis, I'd go, I can't do that to Jay.
Let me tell you something.
Lewis Ari Smith.
Let me tell you something. Yeah. If your wife was desperate to name the kid Lewis because of like an uncle of hers, I'd go, nah, you guys are just saying it's for the uncle now because you don't want me to know that it's Lewis.
And she'd go, listen, this has nothing to do with your friend Lewis, but my uncle who had a huge influence on my life, his name was Lewis and he was killed by a man named Jay. To name our baby Lewis. Lewis fuck Jay Smith.
All right. Lewis fuck Jay Smith.
Lewis fuck Jay. You have no idea what you want to name your son. What are some of the ideas? You have some ideas.
Yeah. We have a few ideas. Yeah.
Let's talk about what it's not going to be. Cletus.
Karen Smith.
Karen Smith. Did you see there's a trailer
Of you guys hit it, but I'm
did
not
you guys see
tell
the trailer?
You.
Oh, it's not going to play good on the thing, but there's a trailer for a new horror movie coming out called Karen.
Oh, yes. Yeah. And dude, that is some straight we hate white people propaganda.
It's really great. And like the commercial is so good. And the black people in it, particularly, also wear like African like pattern scarves and everything in it.
I thought it was Jordan Peele movie, because all I saw was Jordan Peele trending over new trailer, but he was trending because they're saying he's ripping their shit off, or not he was saying it, but people were saying
that they're ripping
his shit off.
How?
But yeah, it was a weird fucking trailer.
You want to bring it up? Do we have it? Will it work, you think?
Yeah, let's see. Sure. Why not?
There's a way to get videos to play smooth.
I guess this is a long way from East Point.
Baby, you just gotta give it a chance.
We'll fix it in post to make it better for her.
Tell me about your new neighbors.
They're black. Do you mind keeping it down? If you don't comply, I'll tell the manager.
Somebody's taking home security serious.
Hi, I am Karen Drexler. I'm your neighbor.
Her name's Karen too.
Trash cans off the curb, oh, yeah, right when the trash is picked up. Is she nice?
Yeah. Hold on, pause it.
Nice.
Wait a minute. We have a white.
So, she's just doing right by her community.
Well, give it she's time.
Sticking her nose in people's business.
Hey, man. Look, the trash goes out a certain day. I get it. You're not a Karen for letting your wily neighbors know that the fucking trash goes out on a certain day and have to fucking keep garbage spilling into the streets. We got a nice neighborhood here we're trying to build.
Lewis. I'm saying I don't want your fucking chicken bones and watermelon seeds all over my fucking lawn is what I'm saying. And clear up your dog shit while you're at it, Karen. Listen, go fuck yourself. I just live in this neighborhood.
Hey, listen, I've been seeing you putting out a lot of Colt 45 bottles with the trash we recycle in this neighborhood.
Yeah. Can you guys bring the party inside at midnight? I mean, what the fuck? People work.
She's just fucking, she's just normal.
Please, I'm all for a party, but I mean, come on. It's midnight, you're out front. It's Tuesday, I have kids and shit.
It sounds like these people are sort of a problem.
Yeah, didn't you move away from this shit to be away from it? Don't be it now. Enjoy our movie theaters quietly, please. I'll be over here.
Go ahead, play it.
Titled neighbor named Karen.
Karen, hey, enjoy yourself.
There she is, slaving away in the kitchen.
Hell yeah, dude. Hell yeah. Fuck girl rules.
Dude, if she was Instagram living that, you'd have been like, yo, this bitch is gangster.
Yo.
Look at you. She's just a bitch. Slaving away
in the kitchen. Doggy, she's awesome. I would date Karen. Look at her.
Suspecting teenagers.
Suspecting?
Can you please hurry up? Please, it's very aggressive. Yep.
I left my wallet.
They're doing, by the way, pause it. They're doing all the things. That clearly was her in Central Park, like, or, you know, in the park. Like, that's going to be the dog thing.
Yeah.
These two girls out here, it's the lemonade stand. Remember the girl in Brooklyn, the lady in Brooklyn got shit for the lemonade stand?
This is the classic story of the good family of black people who try to move in next to a white woman and end up getting violently attacked for doing it.
Is it going to get violent?
Constantly.
You know, the white woman neighbor usually attacks the family of blacks.
If I could tell you how many times in this country that white women named Karen have violently attacked black men. It's the biggest problem we have.
Dave, we only got a half hour show left. I can't even start. Don't get me started down that road.
Can we pull up a compilation of white women named Karen violently attacking black men?
Please.
There's probably a few compilations at least on YouTube, very similar to the Tiger compilations. Good. Play this.
Play the trailer.
Leave us alone. We didn't do anything.
How the heck did you end up moving to this neighborhood? Next thing you know.
That is all. I mean, look, that is a questionably large house for a black family.
Wait.
You would just look into it.
What's the? I just want to ask, what do you do? I don't care what you do. I just would like to know what makes sense here.
Are you a doctor? Are you a rapper?
I want to hear what she. What? Cause she was saying something crazy just there.
You have no idea the struggle of black people who own 7-bedroom households in rich white neighborhoods.
She says, next thing you know, I have to hear what that's being followed up by.
Next thing you know, we have criminals. You take care of him, and I will take care of her.
Would you mind stepping out of the car?
My office has uncovered some disturbing information on her and her brother.
She doesn't like brother's black a cop. People.
We have a search warrant.
Well, I'm black. I know, she
doesn't like you either. I want to sell the house.
What I do? You can't tell me, huh?
We are living next door, too.
So I'm saying, did you buy this house? Where did you get this house?
Easy. And, you know, also...
You went in her house? You wouldn't want your wife to know our little secret, right?
I was not standing police procedure back then.
What do we have here?
We got a hammer. Everything looks like nails.
What do you think the secret is? She probably fucked.
What do we have here? Hot Cheetos, huh?
Shut your mouth, boy.
Bad things happen to people that don't comply.
Hell yeah. We've said those exact words on this show in without irony at all, at least 100 times.
Well, it is. I mean, it's true. Bad things do happen to people who don't comply. I'm not saying it's right, but it does happen.
Karen. Ladies and gentlemen, Karen too.
People have to go out as Karen for Halloween now.
I love that. That movie looks actually awesome.
It does look like awesome. A fun movie to watch.
It looks fun.
Oh, it's going to be fun to like laugh at. Yeah, it's going to be laughably. But also, again, if it's done right with like the wink of like a joke of what it is.
I don't think it is, Jay.
Or if this is done with like, no, I think there is.
They're tapping into the Black Lives Matter, anti-Karen thing. Like,
I'm telling you, the filmmakers know that there's humor in reenacting all those. Like, there's going to be a thing.
I don't think it's a parody. Humor. I don't think it's a parody. I think they're using this as a plot.
Satire.
No, I don't think it's anything like that. I think they're saying like it's like a thing where it's like, yeah, the oppressed like black people who move into an upper middle class white neighborhood and what they have to deal with, and that's the comment. I don't think the comment is like this is ridiculous. It's not a Legion of Skanks episode.
No, I don't think it's going. I think the filmmakers know that they're making like a goof. I mean, because that lady had to play the part, and she's playing. It's a horror movie. Do you get what I'm saying? If it was like a drama almost of something like this, it's like it's a goofy horror. So I mean, there's definitely tongue in cheek to it, without a doubt. But I'm just saying, I think people are going to put too much shit onto it. Do you know what I mean? Like, again, the social issues of, like, the movie Us or any of those things where you're just like, who? It's like, no, it's, people are going to read it like that, but I think it's just a silly horror.
Let's, real quick, because we got a little bit of time left here. Let's do plugs.
We got a Karen compilation.
We'll do a Karen compilation. We'll fucking have some fun, man. A little late night show, early recording. Dave, where are you going?
I'm going to Pork Fest tomorrow. Going up to New Hampshire. With Robbie the Fire Bernstein. And then after that, I got Freedom Fest coming up in July. And doing a Rochester gig in August. Sick. And part of the problem, Libertas. Go check all that shit out.
Is Pork Fest going to be like everyone from the festivals like staying at the same hotel kind of thing?
No, there's like a few different hotels that they stay at. But then there's also a big campground. It's a big libertarian festival.
So I'm saying there's events every day and stuff?
Yeah, events every day. They're already happening as we're recording it. It's going on up there. But
is it all like serious or is there definitely goofy shit too? I mean, obviously a comedy show.
I think there's a mix of both. There's a lot of like fun shit and crazy shit and then very serious stuff. It's, you know. Kind of as you would expect from a libertarian festival.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Got some stuff coming up. LewisofSkanks.com is the website. LewisofSkanks.com. San Diego coming up the end of July. Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club down at Point Pleasant, New Jersey coming up the end of July. Also, I think I'm going to be running The Depraved out of Bridgeport. I'm going to be doing a weekend in July where it'll be the early show, me doing my hour, and then the late shows will be The Depraved. I'll be bringing out a bunch of comics like we've been doing. Sold out show this past week at the Stress Factory. Thank you for everyone that came out to that. And make sure you subscribe to GasDigitalNetwork.com. Use the promo code LOS. It is the best place to get all of our content. You get all of our shows, all one place, all ad-free, uncensored. You get access to the Racist live chat. You get instant access to all the shows. There's no delay before they go to iTunes or YouTube or anywhere else. You get the latest 20 episodes on iTunes and YouTube, but you can get everything, hundreds of episodes, thousands of hours of content, all ad-free, all in one place. Use that promo code LOS. Get a 7-day free trial. Follow me on Twitch, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake. And that's really it for me.
Hell yeah. BigJComedy.com for all my dates. If you're not there tonight, everybody, tomorrow night, come to see me in Orlando at the Improv. It's going to be a fun. Got two shows Saturday night, tomorrow night, and two shows happening tonight, depending on how early you see this. Maybe you can make the late one. Appleton, Wisconsin, coming up. My first time there ever, so please come check me out there. Spokane, Washington, also coming up in the next few weeks. My first time there, so let's fill that place up and have some fun. Albany, New York. I have a big gig coming up that we'll put. I got to give to Bobby to make sure we put out there. It's a big show at Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia. Thought it was a fundraiser or charity. It's not, just a show, but it's a lot of tickets. Really? Yep. But it's a lot of tickets, and I had a whole hilarious like Zoom call today about promotional strategies, and I'm like, I just said yes that I would do this show. Like, I'm doing a 15-minute spot on a show or whatever. You know what I mean? I'm like, what? It's like, well, you do newspaper interviews and all. It's like, just not necessary. But I do want to fill that place up, and I'd love to see a fucking zillion Legion of Skanks fans out there. So you can go on BigJComedy.com and get tickets for it.
Well, the story of that is that Jay is performing where his Financial childhood Field, yeah. fucking dream would be to perform at Lincoln Financial Field. Yeah. So go fucking support him if you're a Skanks fan in the area.
Oh, his childhood dream would have been to perform in between Pamela Anderson's tits.
He's not wrong about that. But if I could have done that at Lincoln Financial Field, that would have ruled.
That would be the best.
Would have been the vet then, though. Plus, you know, I would have gotten turf tussie laying down that shit. Of course, check out The Bonfire Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern on Faction Talk Series XM 103. And, of course, the SDR show right here on the Gas Digital Network.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. I got my second white stripe on my belt today.
No shit.
No.
Hell yeah, doggy. I'm a second degree white belt.
Wow. Dude, incredible.
Second degree white belt, motherfuckers.
A white stripe.
They were actually
white belt?
They were trying to white out Lewis's first white stripe.
A second degree. Do you start off as a first degree white belt?
Nope. You start off as a white belt,
and then you become a first degree white belt.
Wow. What'd you do? Tap out Mike Harrington?
No, dude. I've been training in the gi. All
right.
Been training in the gi, bro. Gracie Jiu-Jitsu. Gracie Jiu-Jitsu, Dave. You should be fucking coming, bro.
Everybody looks like an ass
I'll be
in
there
a gi.
Next week.
Everyone looks like a what in a gi, motherfucker?
Like an ass in a gi.
Yeah, bro?
Yeah, bro.
I'll show up at your house.
You
I'll
go tell that to someone in a gi.
Jay, I'm going to come.
Say that to me in a gi.
Jay, I'm going to come play you in basketball at your house, at your apartment. I'm gonna wear my gi.
Hell yeah. We're gonna start doing it, dude. Tuesday mornings, we're doing basketball at my place now.
What time?
Is that true?
11 a.m. Yeah.
Is that happening?
Yeah.
Oh, I probably
won't
be
going for Tuesday, 11 a.m.
Probably.
All the way to New York City, an hour and a half drive when you don't even have a license.
But
Dave's got a fucking hitchhike.
If you get here.
That's a pretty expensive Uber for a morning game of basketball.
I know your heart wants to. I tell you, we went down today. We played. It was so much fun.
I saw the Dylan's story.
Yeah. Nice. We got
Bobby would love to play some ball.
Oh yeah, Bobby Hutch is coming, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I can't play ball.
I've been
playing with James a lot because we have a basketball court here.
Dude, they're just and you guys silly. Are also because you guys are evenly matched.
They're silly pickup games.
He's literally
just us,
better
fun.
Than me.
I believe it.
He's already like we were playing around the world the other day, and
he put a gun up your butt.
Dude, we played around the world the other day, and I beat him, but it was a close game.
Yeah,
yeah.
I was always
and at one point like I missed like four shots in a row, and I'm like literally he stopped making fun of me. I knew it was like a problem. He started to be embarrassed for me because the first day he was like, "Dad, ha ha, you missed," and by the fourth one he just was like.
Well, I mean, we played 21 today, Tom and Dylan. If you ask them how that went, they'll have to tell you. Not good for them. Put it on them. If there was a bet happening on this, I'd be gunning both of their asses.
You'd be gunning their asses, dude?
Both their asses.
Why couldn't you beat me, though?
Different kind of game. Especially when there was no lay low in that game, and my cardio was zap. It was nothing. So, like, as soon as I put any effort into the first thing, I was just, like, breathing heavy, and you just go. and throw your arms out and bash into me. So it was just a ton of effort and like just wait. And it was a horrible bet. But
second degree white belt.
Yeah, you made a bad bet, Jay.
You made a terrible bet. The bet was crazy, but I did. In all fairness to me, I did beat you in just basketball. After
no, for sure. But I'm saying, but like, if I can like rub you off, and
if you could rub me off. That wasn't the bet.
No, if I could rub you off,
gun in the butt, dude.
You would have played. You would have played way different if I could rub you off. Nah, just a little different. But Dave will tell you that a team game is a different thing.
So 1v1, I probably beat you every time. You're saying?
No. Certainly now too. I've been playing again.
Oh,
so.
Really?
Jay, no, we can go again, shit. Bro. Here we go.
We can go again, bro.
Ask Dylan, Tom, and Rob Mayhew how they feel about that, dude.
Rob Mayhew makes me furious that he shows up in muscle t-shirts with no muscles.
I'll be honest with you. He wasn't
it's not even like,
shape.
I'm sleeveless right now. And it's
and
not
it's
a
not,
muscle.
And it's not great. We'll all
no, but it's not a not muscle. Rob wears like the thin backed muscle t-shirts where no, it's like the line.
Thin back and the thin fronted where you can see both his nips. On his fucking dad bod.
He's not in good shape like that. He needs to stop.
He was.
What do you mean? When was he ever in that good of shape to be wearing a muscle like a like you work out in Venice
yeah,
Beach
okay,
at Muscle
you're right.
Beach?
You're right. It's
he's
it's,
never
it's,
been in that
it's
shape.
It's too cut up. It's more cut up than it ever should be. You're right. But without a doubt. But I mean, you know, he was like in good shape at one point. Rob lost a bunch of weight. I mean, I never saw him heavy, but like there was something he was working out pretty regularly. Hmm. He had a pretty sick bod at one point. Bring up this video. Yeah. Ba-ba-ba-da. Yeah. This lady was ripping.
Or just bail on it.
Or you know what, dude? Fuck that video. I made the call. It wasn't you, Bobby, taking it off the screen. It was me.
Dude, my fucking shoulders right now.
Why is the internet? The internet's very slow. You said why? Godfrey.
There's a show.
Godfrey's guest is playing electric cello.
No, there's a show streaming here. There's a couple people on Wi-Fi, and there's another show on Zoom.
It's okay.
Yo, my cello's 5G, son.
Yo, my cello take up all the internet. My take should take up all the internet. Put your fucking cello down, dummy. She's like, no, you gotta play the cello. You gotta play the cello. Beat it, Rughead.
It's a giant violin.
Oh, shit. Oh!
Look at that lady's face.
On a Spirit flight. First of all, if you're white on the Spirit Airlines, you are garbage already. How dare you be racist?
Oh, then, oh, dude, and black people are laughing at her. Oh, dude, I'd be furious. If I'm this chick, it's ending with me losing everything.
Yeah. I start crawling over chairs and shit, hurting other people by accident. Dude,
I would point out everybody in every race and say every word that I'm not allowed to. Oh, you want to film me? You want something on camera, motherfuckers?
Lewis does some, he does the dramatic shit, too. He's like, you want me off this plane? Try.
Lewis starts quoting lines from old movies. He goes, I'm the president of the United States.
Man, bitchy white girls are easy to hate. They are nightmarish.
Go ahead, girl.
Oh, dude. Oh, man. You know what? I can't.
You fuck me over because I'm white. Fuck you all.
Dude, Kim sent me this video, and
you
I can't.
Going on Spirit Airlines is like going the fucking Bronx in the middle of the night and yelling this shit.
Yeah, it's like it's against my better judgment to like fucking. I mean, I almost feel like we shouldn't do this video because it's about teenage kids on TikTok, but it's so fucking funny, dude. It's making me laugh my ass off. I can't handle how fucking funny it is. Bobby, I'm sending it to you. God damn it.
Bobby. Sounds like a mistake coming in.
Really, I don't understand what the judgment call is.
I don't understand what the video we just watched was.
That particular
That's it?
One.
We're done with
that. That was a compilation of a bunch of Karens.
Yeah, that was just one. That was one of the things in the compilation. But Lewis is going to send us this. We only have a few minutes left anyway. So,
I'm texting you this video right now because, I mean, look. it's just fucking, I don't know, man. It's just the best. I watched it and like it made me happy and it made me fucking just like, wow.
Bobby, I'm going to text you one too, actually, that somebody sent me that.
Is there any way you can email it?
I sure can, Bobby.
I don't know if I can.
Because I get lesser quality through texts.
Buddy, I can and I'm going to.
Damn it.
I'm doing it right now. You can tighten this all up.
No, I want mine to come through first.
You go ahead. Mine is short, I think.
Damn it. Why isn't the video showing up? I had to show up at James's a play that he did today with Beatrice and Eddie.
Oh, how'd that go?
Just hanging out with Beatrice and Eddie.
How was it?
It was great.
His dick's fucking not huge or anything.
No, dude. Just sitting there. Beatrice sandwich. Some Louis and Eddie bread. James is the only brown kid amongst a bunch of white kids. And his fucking mom with her two brown guys.
You hate yourself. You're one of the brown guys.
Oh, it's infuriating. Bobby, I don't know how to forward this via email. More.
I don't know why I can't find the thing I'm looking for here.
Let me see if I can. Oh, here we go. Bobby, let me know if that came through via email. Jay, it's
yeah.
Fine. We can fix it. Dave, stop yawning on the show, Dave. We get it. It's not part of the problem. All right, we understand.
It's it.
Not
no, Lewis, send your text messages, man. What do we got?
It's not exciting. I get it, dude. You should be talking dude, about the fucking.
You were between Beatrice and Eddie and James sort of thing. I get it,
Bobby.
Yeah, fucking great, yeah.
Bobby. The answer is no, I can't. So I'm sending it to you in text.
Bobby, did you get my email? Bobby, did you get my email?
I haven't gotten your email yet.
Well, I sent
did
it.
You
fucking.
Did you get Jay's text?
Faggot. What was that sound right there?
I just got Jay's text.
Did you get my text?
I got
my
your text. Text.
Is how's the quality?
The quality is terrible.
How's Jay's quality?
Jay sent me a link to an image so I could fuck email it to myself.
Hold you, on. Bobby. Fuck
this
you.
Is, I'll tell you what, this is going to bring you a lot of happiness also.
The email didn't come through.
I'm still waiting for it.
Dude, I just sent it.
This is.
It might against, be uploading that video, so it could take a minute.
This video is against my better judgment, but I say we do it anyway.
Can I show you? I'll show you my video on my phone for a second.
This is kind of scary because I only
hey. Yo.
Wait, Bobby, turn your thing off. Turn your volume off, Bobby.
Yes.
This is kind of scary because I only realized this a couple of days ago, and I've only come out to a few people. I'm a guy.
Love you, Theo.
Rules.
Good Lord.
Best of luck to Theo.
Do you have the thing I sent you, Bobby?
But it's like, it's become such a, like, a trendy thing with young kids.
Yeah. It's just ridiculous.
Have you seen this? Because this is great.
No, what is this one?
Just play it. Ready?
The music that they play.
Yeah, isn't it a Thriller? Dude, that sweeping swing is fucked up funny.
Fuck yeah, shit.
That is just fucked up funny.
Oh man. All right, this has been a fun show. It's always fun. The new Zoom Fridays, bro. Hang out with the Legion of Skanks. Old school. You know what we start doing? Honestly, we should start doing it on Zoom again and inviting fans again.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was fun. We had fun with the fans.
Absolutely. But you have to, you know, we got to figure out the day of thing usually.
Yeah.
But yeah, absolutely, man. We love you guys. Thank you for listening. And we will catch you Monday live on Legion of Skanks. Peace.
You've been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
A lazy-eyed albino.
Cry for me. Come on. Cry.
I'm a shepherd of shitheads.
Luis Gomez.
Luis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Luis J. Gomez.
If you look at me, I'm going to break your fucking jaw. I want to punch you in your fucking nose. May I punch up my magic in his fucking head.
And comedian Dave Smith.
Fuck you, I ain't got jokes.
I feel like if I wanted to be gay.
Fucking stick your fist up your ass. You have lube.
The Legion of Skanks podcast.
Yo, ding dong. We're done here. Time to go.